Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects. Almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there. Writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2133. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is one where I talk about one of those resume mistakes I see happen much too often. And it's, I call it making your resume look like a clown, but it's not about weird fonts or odd formatting. Let me explain. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give this show an honest review wherever you listen to it. And we'll be back in just one moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to talk with you today about another one of those ridiculous resume mistakes, those stupid resume mistakes that people make all the time. And my eyes glaze over when I read resumes sometimes because people just don't know how much they hurt themselves. I hope you're not one of these people, but if you are, this video is definitely going to be for you. And today's mistake is talking in such glowing terms about yourself. Now, I'm not talking about accomplishments. I'm talking about amazing, extraordinary, extreme. Anything that conveys the image that you're a magician. Because those are the only people, those in circus performers, who use such language. So let me ask you a question. When you buy an appliance and they have one of these salespeople come over to you and go, "This product is amazing. It's extraordinary. You won't believe it." I won't believe it. So why do you think you should use that language in a resume? People don't believe it. You come across as being a fool. Rather than be a fool, just lay it out for them factually what you did and what you accomplished. What made the firm you worked for better by your existence is the message that you need to convey. And think of it like a story. What was the situation that you stepped into? What did you do? What did you accomplish? So when all is said and done, knock off these ridiculous phrases. Knock off these expressions that just show you to be someone that they should tune out. If you want to be a clown and use circus language in your resume, by all means, go ahead. However, most of you don't. You want to be interviewed. You don't want to be rejected. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, you probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. and connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, you know, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Be great!